I had not taken off that week of work to be with Wren on our property because I just felt like I was supposed to be at work. I didn't know why. Well, I figured out on Wednesday why I didn't feel good about it. Wren was down on our property. I was going to meet him there on Friday morning. So I had the car all loaded up, and I was unloading everything from the car into the motorhome. But I was upset about the situation. There was also things going on the property in our intentional community that were very upsetting to me. These were two situations that I was seen as the leader. Things were falling apart. I was being held accountable, and I couldn't do anything about it. I stepped off the last step about the eighth trip in and out of the motorhome. There apparently had been a hole covered by a rug. And when I stepped into it, just like what had happened to me in December when I stepped off a chair at Sherry's, my daughter's home, all of a sudden the world just went sideways and down I went. In December, I hit the back of my neck so hard and I was stunned so badly that the ambulance came to see if I had broken my neck. 6 months later, I'm laying on the dirt thinking, I've just broken my ankle.
Do you see a correlation then between what was happening in your life and then the accident?
What would you healers say? Was there some emotion going on for me?
I am.
So I was in an emotional turmoil. I couldn't do it anymore. I was at my wit's end. How do you get out of a situation like that?
Break your ankles.
Have your feet taken out from underneath you, because that's how I felt emotionally, that my feet were literally taken out from beneath me. Wren was there. There was a young couple on the property, but that was all. Wren has hernia problems, isn't supposed to lift over 10, 25 pounds, 170 pounds. I didn't think he should be lifting me anywhere. So I, while he was gone, I started crawling towards the car, all the while thinking to myself, if I were paying attention to all this matrix energetics that I'm well aware of, I could heal this right now. But healing is the wrong word. We don't use the word heal in matrix energetics, but that's what I was thinking at the time. Now, if any of you have ever broken a bone, your body goes into shock. You start to shake. You have a lot of trauma associated with the fact that you've just broken a bone in your body. I didn't know if I'd broken the second ankle, but I knew it was extremely injured. So I thought it would be best if I got myself into the car, which was about 12 feet away, rather than have a very skinny 90-pound girl and my husband, who wasn't supposed to be lifting, try to get me into that car without further injuring me. So I just, while I wasn't able to heal myself, I felt like my matrix was able to calm me down enough to think clearly how to get into the car without injuring myself further, which I did. By that time, Wren was there, said, "What the blank and blank are you doing?" I said, "Get in the car and get me to the hospital. I've got a broken ankle." So we did. Got me to the hospital in the big town of Mount Pleasant, Utah. And they x-rayed me, and there was so much swelling, they had to do this, what do you call that, the C-scan or whatever, the CAT scan. And so they, of course, discovered that one of my ankles was broken, which I could have told them, and that the other one was just severely sprained. So they were getting me ready with these various devices that you see on my feet. And I was going to go home, and then we just decided, we'll just go to Sherry and Sterling's house at their request, because I'm going to need a lot of care. There's not a whole bunch I can do at this point. So I went to my daughter's home. This was Friday afternoon by the time I got out of the hospital, And my daughter and son-in-law and husband started taking care of me, and I was in excruciating pain. The most Lortab I've ever taken is probably a half, maybe every 18 hours, whenever I've had an operation or anything wrong. I'm very sensitive to medication. I was taking 2 Lortabs every 4 hours.
2 what?
2 Lortabs.
What's that?
It's a narcotic. Yeah, I was on morphine in the hospital, and I was taking Lortab on top of that, so I was heavily drugged. But I was in excruciating pain. I had never been in that much pain in my life. It was really, really bad. Try to imagine going from the bed to the wheelchair to the toilet. You can't put any weight on your foot without it hurting. I mean, I was.
Put any weight on the lesser injured foot?
I would try for about 1 second, enough to slide my bottom onto the toilet. Then, you know, it was just very hard just to go to the bathroom. It's like, no. Yeah. I mean, it was pretty painful. Okay, meanwhile, Saturday, the community members are starting to show up on our property. They're, you know, Sterling had done the big, you know, Sterling thing and tells everybody that, you know, Susan's hurt both of her ankles, and we have many healers in our group. And that next evening, a bunch of people from the community showed up to see how I was doing, and I was near tears. I was still in very, very much pain, and I do have high pain tolerance, so this was kind of an unusual situation for me. And Michael Brooks said, let's call Joan. You know, she's out of town, but she can help you over the phone. Michelle was there, one of our healers. And so they called Joan. Now, Joan's specialty was, interestingly enough, to take the trauma out of what had happened, or the cellular memory, as you've learned about today. So the cellular memory of the trauma was taken out of my ankles over the phone. She does proxy healings. I was still in excruciating pain, but I did not feel the anxiety and the shock, I guess is the best word. I was still in a state of shock, quite literally. And then Michelle started standing over me, and she started doing this, and I started screaming. That's all she was doing. She was doing this. And I said, I don't know what you're doing, but it hurts. Stop it. And she says, do you want a plate and screws in your foot, or do you want me to knit your bone together? All right, keep doing it. And so for about a half an hour, as my...
What did you do again with her hands?
This. That's all she did. And she kept doing it, and every time she did it, let me tell you, it felt like my foot had just been broken again. It was that excruciating. It was extremely painful. Tears were streaming down my face. I was grabbing onto things. It was pretty intense. And Sherry's standing there going, gee, I think I should be able to do something. I feel like I'm a healer. Sherry's my daughter. She's about 32. But she says, I don't know what to do. So she just stood and watched as Michelle did her thing with me. And then they left, and I continued my regimen on the pain pills and stuff. But I could tell there was a heavy, heavy pressure on my foot, and things, I could feel them moving. So I'm being taken care of. This was over the holiday, Memorial Day. So on Tuesday, when the doctor finally deemed to see me, the orthopedic surgeon, I was going to get plated that day or screwed or whatever. And so I went to see the doctor, and he's looking at the x-ray of the previous Friday, and he's looking at the x-ray of Tuesday. He's going, your bone moved 3 millimeters, but wait, your bone can't do that. And he's looking back and forth, and Sherry and I are laughing and going, is that all it moved? You know, we thought it would be completely in place, but it wasn't. So he suggested again that I go into surgery on Friday. So I didn't know how Ren would react if I didn't go to surgery. So I said, okay, set me up. So I set up the appointment. I had healers again Tuesday night. Sherry drove me to Michelle's home, and Michelle began to mentor Sherry on how to do healing and taught her how to be a conduit for energy and these different modalities that Michelle is familiar with. And Sherry started working on me, and many of you have read Sterling's story about what happened, that it just felt like, though it was not painful this time, I could feel the pressure. I could feel things moving. I could tell there was, it was like, I kept opening my eyes because it felt like Sherry was putting about 20 pounds of weight on my leg. I thought she was literally leaning on me, and I was going to, she wasn't even, she was this far away from me. She was not touching me at all. So Joan, the lady who had first worked on me by proxy, had been telling me, you're going to heal very quickly. This is going to be a short healing process. Whereas the orthopedic surgeon said, because you've chosen, because after this healing, I canceled the next day. Said, I'm not going to do this. And Ren was all for it. So I felt good about it. So he said, you're going to be in that cast for a lot longer because you're not going to get plated and screwed and all that good stuff. Well, this morning when I took off my cast to take a shower, I started feeling around. I kept telling people, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. It's not swollen. It looks completely healed. I'd hoped that I would have an x-ray by the time I got here so I could tell you it's done. It's healed. It feels like it's healed. Now we need to work on the sprain part, because the sprain foot hurts, but the broken foot...
Sometimes the sprain takes longer to heal than...
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.